This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
The Roseburg VA Healthcare System, a special event is happening tomorrow. And Dr. Dan Neal, Deputy Chief of Staff and Chief of Pharmacy, thanks for coming in.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
So talk about what's going on tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow, once again, is our twice a year DEA National Drug Take Back Day. Happens the fourth Saturday of every October and April.
And it's been going on for a number of years, right?
Yes, I think it's around 16 years that it's been going on.
So what's the, sort of take it from the national vantage point where it started, what's the point of doing this?
Point is actually the DEA encourages the public to remove unneeded medications from the homes as a measure of preventing medication misuse and opioid addiction from starting.
And that really, when it began, that was really when opioids were really kicking in as more of a big issue, and a lot of people weren't aware of the addictive possibilities.
Yes, and that's very true. And opioids were prescribed in a lot higher quantities. We found a study showed that a lot of times, especially kids, were taking medications from parents' medication cabinets, grandparents' medication cabinets, and that's where they were getting a hold of a lot of these medications.
But really, as the event has evolved, it's an opportunity to take a look around your bathroom, kitchen, bedroom, wherever you put them. And because people tend to hang on to medication months, years after they've taken it?
Absolutely. It gets a little scary sometimes how long they hang on to it. The other instigator of this, too, was studies showing that dumping medications down the toilet or throwing into the trash, medications, low levels of medications were actually showing up in our water tables. And so really it was the finding an appropriate way of getting rid of medications.
And, I mean, you're a pharmacist. You could probably explain this. The other part, too, is for prescriptions that people hang on to, they are good to do whatever they're supposed to do for a period of time, and their effectiveness diminishes, right, in most cases?
Yes. Medication effectiveness can diminish over time. You can lose strength. The other thing is that the same medication doesn't work for everything. So especially something like antibiotics, it may work for one type of infection, but not another type of infection. So it's important not to just to start taking it.
So when somebody else at your house or maybe at work or whatever says they've got this ailment, you know, it's not really the time for you to play pharmacist yourself. To go, hey, I've got something from 2 years ago that might help.
Correct. And actually, that can be quite dangerous depending on adverse reactions and drug interactions. So actually, it'd be quite dangerous to do that.
So talk about how this is going to take place tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Roseburg VA. It's by the urgent care, our urgent care ambulatory care entrance. For those not familiar with the VA, because it is open to the public, not just veterans, if you come in the Garden Valley exit, Boulevard exit, and go follow down the road, we will have signs along the road directing people, and they don't even have to get out of their car. We've got it through a little drive-through section. It's covered, so if it's raining, we got that covered for everybody. But they can just drive through, drop off their meds. We'll have a pharmacist and a police officer there who will be happy to take those medications off your hand.
And what time are they doing that tomorrow?
From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And for people listening that are up north or going to be up north, you're doing it at Eugene, too, right?
Yes, sir. Once again, at the Eugene Healthcare Center on Chad Drive. And once again, we have a little circular drive up there. So they just come through, stop their car, drop off their meds, and they're back on their way.
All right. Anything else people ought to know about the Take Back event?
I don't think so. We had a great turnout last year. Roseburg took in about 125 pounds of medications,
wow,
unneeded medications last year. Eugene took in about 75 pounds. So we will challenge Eugene to beat Roseburg this coming year. And so bring in those unnecessary medications.
All right, Dan. Again, that's tomorrow at 10 to 2. Thanks for coming in.
All right. Thanks for having me.
8:36 at the Morning Report.